paused too, and then we both smiled at the little awkwardness.
Bella?
It wasn't Gran who called my name, and we both turned to see the addition to our small reunion. I didn't have to look to know who it was. This was a voice I would know anywhere. Know and respond to, whether I was awake or asleep, or even dead, I'd bet. The voice I'd walk through fire for, or less dramatically, slosh every day through the cold and endless rain for. Edward. Even though I was always thrilled to see him, conscious or otherwise, and even though I was almost positive that I was dreaming, I panicked as Edward walked toward us through the glaring sunlight. I panicked because Gran didn't know that I was in love with a vampire. Nobody knew that. So how was I supposed to explain the fact that the brilliant sunbeams were shattering off his skin into a thousand rainbow shards like he was made of crystal or diamond? Well, Gran, you might have noticed that my boyfriend glitters. It's just something he does in the sun. Don't worry about it. What was he doing? The whole reason he lived in Forks, the rainiest place in the world, was so that he could be outside in the daytime without exposing his family's secret. Yet here he was, strolling gracefully toward me, with the most beautiful smile on his angel's face, as if I were the only one here. In that second,